Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. This is episode number 125. My name is Camden Busey. Today I have a brief review for you, as well as a list of several current and forthcoming books. I picked up the latest issue of the Banner of Truth magazine, number 689, for February 2021, and really enjoyed reading Michael Haken's article, The Best Friend in the Worst Time, Pandemics in Church History. You can find this on pages 4 through 8 of the latest issue. Now, we're prone to think that we are the only people ever to experience something like our present pandemic. And just this last year and the year before that, we have heard the phrase, in these unprecedented times, so often that it has become a cliche. And in 5 brief pages, Michael Haken surveys the church's experience with pandemics throughout history. And we come to find that our times are not so unprecedented as we might think. Still, it's important to consider what is unique about our circumstances, even while we contemplate what lessons we might learn from church history. And so Haken begins with the plague of Cyprian, which occurred between 250 and 270 AD. And this pandemic affected the Roman Empire for 2 decades. Perhaps as many as 5,000 were dying each day. Now, experts estimate that the world's population at the time was only 190 million. Just for perspective, that is just 2.4% of the current world population. So the fact that 5,000 people of this 190 million were dying each day gives you perspective on the severity of this pandemic. And because of that, many pagans fled the cities, and they left their friends and relatives to die, while Christians often took care of those people, as well as helping to bury the dead. Many, many years later, the Black Death, also known as the bubonic or the pneumonic plague, peaked around 1349. And approximately one-third of the European population died from a bacteria carried most expediently by black rats. And this had deleterious effects upon the church, including an increase of anti-Semitism, of all things. The reason being, Jewish ghettos tended to be more sanitary because of the observance of Old Testament cleanliness laws. And since fewer Jews died, Gentile observers concluded that the Jews must be poisoning the wells of Christians. And the church also at this time experienced a rise in Marian devotion, as Christians appealed to Mary to convince Jesus to end the plague. And Christian art, particularly portrayals of the death of Christ, also shifted away from triumphant and kingly depictions to those that were gruesome and horrific. Now, the bubonic plague continued for centuries, and Haken, in this article, lists 4 outbreaks between 1603 and 1665, which killed in total more than 140,000 people in England alone. Richard Baxter commented in his autobiography that close to 100,000 people died just in 1665, which would have been 1/5 of London's population. The rich fled urban centers here, as they did in the 3rd century. And because of their living conditions, the poor were considered the source of the plague. And Haken remarks that the Church of England had no desire to plant churches in these urban areas. And it was the evangelists, such as John and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield, who entered to preach the gospel to the poor. And Richard Baxter noted how many nonconformist ministers were able to proclaim the gospel to anyone who would listen. And these ministers had been forbidden to preach in 1662 as a result of Charles II's policies. But while everyone else was fleeing the city, many nonconformists stayed to minister to those in need. And one of these was a man named James Janeway, his date 1636 to 1674, whose exhortation is applicable to us whether we're living within or without a pandemic. He wrote, "Another glorious effect of acquaintance with God is that it makes a man like God, which is the top of the creature's honor. Company is of an assimilating nature. He that before was unholy and like the devil, by conversion to God and converse with him is made holy like God. Oh, how doth such a one shine! What a majesty, glory, and beauty is there in his face! A full and perfect conformity and likeness to God is the very glory of glory. Oh, why stand you then far off from God? Come nearer him, and the rays of his glorious image will reflect from your lives. Be acquainted with him, and you shall be like him. Keep much in his company by faith, secret prayer, and meditation, and you will be more holy, divine, spiritual. I really appreciated this article. I hope you pick up a copy of the Banner of Truth magazine, number 689 for February 2021. Again, pages 4 through 8 include Michael Haken's The Best Friend in the Worst Time, Pandemics in Church History. We also have several books on our radar this month. We have first Brandon Crowe's The Path of Faith, A Biblical Theology of Covenant and Law. You'll find this in the Essential Studies in Biblical Theology series, published by IVP Academic. Expecting that March 2nd, 2021. It's 208 pages in paperback. Lots of good books in this series, edited by Dr. Ben Glad. We had him on Christ the Center recently. Matthew S. Harmon's The Servant of the Lord and His Servant People, Tracing a Biblical Theme Through the Canon. This is in the New Studies in Biblical Theology series, edited by D.A. Carson, the Silver Color series, everyone knows, published by IVP Academic. We expected that January 2021, 272 pages, paperback. Worshiping with the Reformers by Karen Magg, might be Mogg. I apologize, Karen, if I'm not getting that right, M-A-A-G. Published by IVP Academic, February 2021, 248 pages, paperback. John Carrick's Jonathan Edwards and the Immediacy of God, published by Wipf and Stock back in December 2020, 174 pages. You can get this in hardcover or paper. Michael Reeves' book, Rejoice and Tremble, The Surprising Good News of the Fear of the Lord. This is in the Union series that Crossway is publishing with the Union School of Theology, I think in Oxford. January 2021, it's 192 pages, hardcover with a jacket. This really is a timely topic for an age that is gripped with all the wrong kinds of fears but does not know the grace of God in Christ that bids us to reverent fear of the Sovereign Lord. We have Henry Bullinger's, The Decades of Henry Bullinger, two volumes of Reformation Heritage Books, January 2021, 2,055 pages. These are both hardcovers with jackets. This is the modern reprint for which the Reformed world really has been waiting. To our knowledge here, at least, previous versions were either facsimiles or paperbacks. So to have a nice hardcover set, nicely typeset, and you know, done very well, as everything Reformation Heritage Books does, check it out, Henry Bullinger. Then we have Samuel Davies, Sermons of the Reverend Samuel Davies, three volumes again from RHB, 2016 pages, hardcovers with jackets also. And then finally, Simonetta Carr's biography of Phyllis Wheatley, which is in the Christian Biographies for Young Readers set by RHB. 64 pages, it's hardcover, it's illustrated. Now, I have several of these books from this series at home, and my family, as well as others at Reformed Forum, have benefited quite a bit from reading these books to their children. So I encourage you to check that out. We'll have a list of all those books on the episode description, as well as in the podcast notes there that you can check out. And of course, links to them online are available. I do want to thank you for listening to the Reformed Media Review. Tola Legge, pick up and read.